You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Cinematic Heartland, a filmmaking podcast. Join my co-host, Mike Godfrey, and myself, Kevin Isaacson, as we talk to filmmakers from across the heartland. You'll hear their insights, thoughts, trials, tribulations, and celebrations as they continue to pursue their dreams far from the sparkling lights of Hollywood. So sit back, grab a cold beverage, and enjoy the show. And welcome to another action-packed, fun-filled episode of Cinematic Heartland. How are you doing this evening, Mike?
I'm good! How are you?
You sound thrilled.
Yeah, don't I, though?
You sound superb.
I'm superfluous.
Superfluous?
Superfluous.
I thought you were going to go stupendous, but we've used that word before.
We've used that one before.
I think several times, actually.
How about fantabulous? Have we done that one
yet? Fantabulous. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, I don't think we've done that one.
I don't think we have. Okay, now spell it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. EXP. Oh, I almost had I A L I D O C I O U S.
You know, I'm not fact checking this, so.
I had to read the word in my head as I was spelling it.
Somebody out there will fact check it.
I'm sure I got one or two letters wrong.
Well, that's unacceptable. So what have you been watching, listening to, checking out?
All right. So as we're recording this, it is Wednesday, March 15th, and I just found out that Aaron Rodgers is talking about going to play for the Jets. God damn it.
Jets.
Yeah. Isn't that where Brett Favre went?
Yeah.
After he did the, is he going to retire? Isn't he going to retire? Yeah. He finally got basically pushed out by Green Bay, and so he went to play for the Jets for two years? And then for the Vikings for two years after that. Yeah. So now Rodgers is in his 18th year, and they're basically moving on from Rodgers, and so the Jets want him, I guess.
Well, he's staying in the same color palette, so if...
Green, anyway.
Green jerseys. Yeah.
And away colors, I guess. So, yeah, I'm bummed, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I think it's, I think the Packers needed a change, and I think Aaron needed a change, so I think it was time.
Right.
I think it...
It is time.
It ran its course there, so...
Yeah.
A lot of big football
news
going on.
It's time to give love some loving.
That's right.
What's that?
A lot of big football news going on out there that... free agency going on, and
yeah, kind of a crazy time for some of the more veteran players, I think. Yeah.
Should we just turn this into a football podcast?
Just a football podcast tonight. tonight it's all about the NFL, Chiefs and Packers and Jets.
Is that all that's in the NFL? Chiefs?
Yeah, that's all I care about now.
Also. It's March 15th. Do you have your March Madness bracket filled out?
I do not.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm going to do it this year.
I did one on CBS online. I just like to do it to kind of see how close I can get and how off I am.
When I do it, I'm kind of middle of the road, I think, usually. There have been a couple times where I've won like the daily bracket or the daily bet or whatever, but I've never won the entire bracket, so yeah.
I won the bracket at work. It was years ago now, but we did the bracket one year, and I'm not a huge
basketball fan. I coach basketball.
Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. But, you know, and I'll watch some of the March Madness, you know, the last 5 minutes of the games when it's most exciting. But
sure.
No, they asked me to bring the bracket 1 year, and I really wasn't keeping up on college basketball. So it's like, sure, I'll do it. And I ended up winning the bracket. And $150 off of it. So
yeah. Well, that's good.
I wasn't asked to be in the bracket the next year. So
are you serious?
No, I was. I was.
Oh, I was going to say, wait a minute here. How rude.
But yeah, some of them found it quite funny that I won that. I wasn't really following. And all the, fan. You know, there are some other guys that they follow college basketball, you know, almost religiously. And so.
Yeah, and I kind of find that's a little bit hypocritical, like the people that, you know, like me, who I don't follow basketball hardly at all. The only time I ever follow it is during March Madness. Well, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm a hypocrite, I guess. I want that money.
Yeah, I only do it for the bracket.
That's... I only do it for the money. I haven't really watched a whole lot of movies lately. I'm trying to think. What did I? Oh, we've been watching some more Traveling Channel videos and stuff. They have these. This young couple goes. They've gone to Wales in England, and they do these longboats, or like they're not longboats, they're thin boats, right? Narrow boats. And what they do is they go down through the old canals. So like hundreds of years ago, they would cart goods through these canals with horse-drawn boats. And so the canals would have like a walking path on the one side. And then the horse would pull the boats through the canal. Isn't that weird?
Yes, it's weird. I was just picturing a whole bunch of horses swimming. Sorry.
But then you said the horses are vainly trying to pull this goddamn boat that's stuck to their harness. Why am I doing this? No, but it was they had their own little walking path.
Okay.
So nowadays they have the walking path for the people who want to exercise and stuff. And then you can rent or you can own your own narrow boats. And then you can go up and down the canals. That would be a great thing to do.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
Do the people walking on the path have to pull the boats?
No, they have like a little, 12 horse motor that only goes like 4 miles an hour because you can't create a wake, so you can only go 4 miles an hour. I think up to six, and I think that creates a wake, so you got to drop it down to like five. I think is the fastest you can possibly go.
And I also noticed they're very original in how they name their boats too, types of boats, in narrow England? Or long. Or,
oh, sure.
That's a long boat. That's a narrow boat. That's a
large head that's boat.
That's a floating boat.
Yeah. That one's got two motors that look like balls.
Well, that took a right turn.
That's a weird shaped boat. Why does it have vanes on the top?
Oh, wow.
Anywho, what about you? What have you been watching?
I have watched a few things. I finally caught Bullet Train.
Okay, what'd you think of it? Did you like it?
I liked it. There was a lot going on in it.
Yeah,
it was good. It was fun. I mean, it's not going to win.
It was fun. It was
a picture or anything
movie.
Like that, but it was fun.
It had It had good comedy, but sometimes I thought that the comedy was a little forced.
Yeah. I could agree with that. Mm-hmm. Cameos by Channing Tatum in there and Ryan Reynolds, if you caught it really quick.
Yeah.
So,
I always love it when they do that with the cameos. Yeah. And stuff.
It's, you kind of see if you can catch it. Mm-hmm. The other thing I've been watching is, I'm kind of disappointed. It's like a mini series, and it's only four episodes, but it's called Inside Man, Okay. And it's on Netflix. And starring David Tennant, who Doctor Who.
It was a Doctor Who fan. One of the best ones, I think.
Yep. And Stanley Tucci is just really awesome in this show. So I'm enjoying it. It's
what's it about?
Stanley Tucci plays a guy that's in, he's actually on death row, and they come to him to solve these cases, and he can solve things just by looking through the evidence. And it's, but then there's kind of another story going on with the David Tennant character and, an issue with some materials that were found on him with child pornography. And so you kind of have that story going on. Then you kind of have the guy in prison, his story going on, and they're kind of melding. We have one more episode to watch, so I think it's kind of all going to come together in this last episode. But
when you watch something like that, is it kind of confusing to you? Do they
go
back and forth like too fast?
No, this one's pretty good, okay. Because it's just kind of the two stories going on. Taylor Sheridan, who I'm a big fan of, probably my favorite writer. Now, when he gets storylines going, if you've watched Yellowstone or, 1923, there's multiple storylines going on.
And I can
some of them breaking off into their own series. Yeah. And sure. Those get kind of confusing because they, you know, you see a little bit of that and a little bit of this, and then you jump back to this one or that one. And
yeah,
it, you do have to pay attention the entire time. So, but yeah, this one's just kind of the two stories, and it kind of goes back and forth, and it's showing how they slowly start tying together. And it's, yeah, I'm disappointed it's only four episodes. So, maybe they'll come out with more in the future. Who knows? But
right.
So that's what we've been watching. So we did check out the Academy Awards. So
yeah,
not a whole lot of surprises. I thought I mean, it was pretty much as I expected.
Yeah.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. I can never get that title right, but
that's a confusing.
That took home
title.
A lot. Yeah, that took home a lot of awards, which was expected and very well deserved. It's not my favorite movie, but I could definitely see
why it would take
it would take. Yeah, why it would take all those awards.
Kind of like Titanic. They won a whole bunch of awards, and I watched it, and I was like, I don't like this movie.
That's one of my wife's favorite movies. And
Titanic?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
I don't know.
A funny story with Titanic was when that came out, our two daughters were young at that time, and they were really into the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tammy and I had already seen Titanic the one night, but then I was supposed to take the girls to see Spice Girls. And we went to the theater that used to be in the Mason City Mall. And there was a line, because this was on a Saturday, and there was a line from the box office of the theater all the way down the hall. If you know the Mason City Mall, it was all the way out into the middle of the main hallway going through the mall.
Down there by Pretzel Maker?
Yep. Well, not quite that far. But down to the through the food court. Because Pretzel Maker was further down. And everybody's all the listeners out there are going, we don't care what you're talking about.
A mall? How old school are you?
Yeah, but anyway, this line was long. And here I am standing in line with my two daughters and everybody in front of us, because I think Titanic was playing in a couple of theaters, and everybody was like, Titanic, 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 and we got up there, Spice Girls.
Yeah. The only three.
Spice Girls movie. No, we got in there. We definitely weren't the only three, but the theater was packed, but it was all really young.
Screamy, squealy girls.
Yeah, and there was like three of us dads in there.
Oh, Lord.
We just kind of looked at each other, go, oh, you got roped into this too, huh?
Just nod knowingly.
Yep.
How you doing?
Yep, we gave each other that nod. And
yep.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, nice.
So, but it was.
So, what else have you watched?
Let's see. Well, before we move on from the Academy Awards, I have to mention Brendan Fraser. I have not seen The Whale yet.
I haven't either.
But I've seen clips, and I'm so glad that he got the Best Actor Award.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far, he deserves it, and I really have to see that movie. So.
Me too. But, me too. I'm excited to see it. Well, I don't know if excited to see it is the right word, but I do want to see it. I'm sure I'll probably cry.
Yeah.
It seems like one of those were tearjerkers that I had, and I'm unashamed that I cry at stuff like that. So,
well, I cried three times during The Greatest Showman, so there you go.
I only cried once then, so.
When we saw The Greatest Showman, we actually went to the theater, and I was really tired.
Was that why you cried? I got something in my eye, and I'm tired.
I'm so tired.
I haven't had 2 hours of sleep in 24 hours.
No, I was afraid I was going to fall asleep because, you know, I'm famous for that, falling asleep during movies. And I was afraid I'm going to fall asleep. And we're in the theater. Tammy and I went to it down in Cedar Falls. And we get in there. And from that opening drum beat of that very first song, it had my attention. And I was wide awake for the entire thing. And that's why it's one of my favorite movies. Really caught my attention.
I did that with Saving Private Ryan when I watched that. I was at the edge of my seat the entire
movie. That opening scene for Saving Private Ryan on the beach, that'll grab your attention.
It really did. And then I was
and
like,
every other part
fixed.
Of you, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Saving Ryan's Privates. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Wrong, yeah. That's a different genre. We don't talk about those movies on here. That's our other podcast.
Only in passing.
That's our
other podcast.
Our shadow
deep,
podcast.
Deep web. No, we're kidding. We don't have deep web.
No.
Don't try and look us up on the deep web. We are not there.
Well, let's see. Tonight we do not have a special guest.
Nope, it's just the two ramblings of two idiots.
The two ramblings of us.
Yep.
We're in the virtual I Like Ike Film Studios. And what we're here to discuss tonight is we are going to put the show on a temporary hiatus. And I can hear all the moans out already. But one thing that we have to remember, the podcast is great to do. It's a lot of fun. At least for myself, I've met so many interesting people and learned so much about the filmmaking industry and made connections that are going to be very helpful in our upcoming projects. But I also have to remember that primarily we are also filmmakers. We do the podcast to help champion other filmmakers, but we do have some of our own projects coming up, and we are getting quite busy right now. So,
indubitably.
The main project we have coming up is Until the Music Fades, which is our feature film, actually our second feature film, and it's going to star Rob Merritt along with Nori Yates. And then just an incredible cast. We have Kate Robertson on there, Frank Boyd.
Damien Alamantino.
Yep, Damien's going to be on there. I mean, just a long list. I don't want to forget anybody, and we're going to be here for a long time if I try and name everybody. But
it's a veritable Iowa who's who.
Yep. We do have some
actors.
We do have some cast from Minnesota and Nebraska. I do believe Kate's from Omaha, if I remember correctly.
Right. I think you're right.
Kind of all over and all over every part of the state of Iowa. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've already started to hear some of the tracks, the music tracks for the film, some demos. Yep. Mike is in charge of organizing all of the music. So he's going to be very busy these next couple months.
Yes. And we might be writing and recording some of our own stuff as well. So we'll see how that goes.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm
that project's going to be What was that?
I'm scared. I've never been a musical director. I don't know what I'm doing.
None of us know. I mean,
at least I'm a musician. So, I mean, there is that. And we have been in recording studios before. So it's not like I'm a total noob on any of that. But still, it's like, well, it's for one thing, it's country.
Yep.
And I am, you know, I'm not really a huge country. There are some country songs that I do like, so I won't say that I hate country, but I'm just not a huge country fan. So going into this, I'm kind of relying on the other people, the other individuals that are going to be helping out with the soundtrack because they're more into the country. So I'm kind of relying on them a little bit, and I will do what I can, when I can, and how much I can just to help it through. So
yep.
That's my plan.
But I think for the music area, I think you're kind of the guiding light. We have an incredible team put together of musicians, and we have an incredible guiding light in the form of Michael Godfrey to bring it all together and make it spectacular. And we are looking at putting out a soundtrack in conjunction with this film. So yes, Mike's going to be in charge of that. And then Mike's going to be in charge of promotion and marketing for that. And he's going to make public appearances. And you're going to be the cook.
I'm going to start washing bottles.
Mike's finding out all this live on the air. So no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. And it's all without pay. No, I'm kidding.
We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's fine. It's whatever we need to do to get the film out.
We'll see how we do in the lottery tickets. So
right. You are playing the lottery ticket.
Well, of course. Okay, of course. Right. It's my retirement plan. What are you talking about?
Good plan. Solid strategy.
My financial advisor recommends me playing the lottery.
Yeah. There you go. Hit the Powerball. You'll be set for life.
He saw my financial statements, and he recommends a lottery.
Yeah, can't do any worse.
So we plan to start principal photography in August, possibly late July, possibly. Mm-hmm. We've kind of been looking at that now. But if not late July, then we'll be starting in August. And we're going to be shooting probably most of the fall. We're going to be kind of working around everybody's schedule, so it's probably going to drag out a little bit longer. But
and I think everybody's pretty cool about that. We have been fairly transparent on everything in the future. So and we also said, you know, if you guys have an issue with it, you know, there's, you know, no shame in saying I can't do this part. And everybody's been on board, so.
Yep.
So yep. We're pretty happy about that.
Everybody's pulling together, and hopefully in the end we'll have a great film to put out. And we might have some pop-up episodes of Cinematic Heartland to give you updates if we have something to talk about in regards to that. As far as new guests, we're going to probably wait to do new guests until after we get at least a majority of Until Music Fades done, and we feel like we're in a better position to devote as much time as we'd like to back to the podcast, and because we still want to come back and champion filmmakers out there. I think there's a lot of filmmakers that have a lot of stuff to say, and we want to be kind of their conduit to pass that along. So
yeah, and we have a good time doing it too.
Yeah, absolutely. So
why would we give that up?
Yep. But Until the Music Fades isn't the only project.
Nope.
We're shooting as of March 24th, which I do believe this podcast will be out after that. So it may have already been shot, but we're shooting a short film called Lex Talionis. We're bringing back Frank Boyd and Catherine Gobelai and Mary Roney.
Yay! And we'll
be shooting a little short film with them. So we'll be busy editing that and getting that all put together. Hopefully that'll be out late summer, I'll guess, right now. Really don't have a deadline, but...
I don't have a deadline, yeah.
It'll be done when it's done.
2023, yeah.
It'll be done when it's done.
Be ready for next year's film festivals.
Yep. Yeah, this is kind of a that is the one area we're kind of slow in this year, is we don't have the stuff for the film festivals this year.
No. So
it's going to be
our
kind
little,
of...
Our little zombity that we had, that kind of made a really long run, too. So,
yeah,
I mean, we're
yeah,
just riding on the coattails of that one right now.
Yep.
So,
and I know we had Eric Dean Freezy from the Cedar Rapids Film Festival.
Frazee.
Frazee. I'm sorry, Frazee.
Like crazy.
That's right. It's like crazy.
It's like crazy, Frazee. But it's Frazee.
Yep.
Crazy Frazee.
We had him on with our film festival panel not too long ago, and I see all the posts of all the wonderful films that have been picked for their film festival. Mm-hmm. We did not enter any film in it this year. I think we just had to, at some point, we just had to say enough is enough with pre-existing.
Yeah.
Stop spending money and start putting money towards other.
Yeah. At one time, we had already put pre-existing onto YouTube, and then all of a sudden we find out we made it into another film festival. We're like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, we better take it off of YouTube again.
Yeah.
Now it's back on.
Now it's back on YouTube and out there for everybody to enjoy. So it's you kind of get to a point where it's, you know, we just have to let it fly on its own and
be done with the film festivals,
enough the spending money and traveling, and it can get expensive out on the film festival circuit. But
no kidding.
So unfortunately, we were not able to enter that film festival, but I wish everybody luck. It looks like they have a tremendous lineup of films there. We talk about it so much. There are so many amazing filmmakers around Iowa, mm-hmm. and they're really showcasing that at this festival. So good luck to everybody there. And if you're around that area, definitely check out that film festival. And I'll send a bill to Eric for promotion on that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Eric.
Give me the money.
Give me the money. Money.
We need the money.
We need to finance our project.
Yes, we need the money.
And then we still have the documentary that we're working on that everybody's waiting for.
Yep.
It's about the late, great jazz musician, Hob Mason.
Hob Mason.
Who was a legendary musician in North Iowa. And I think we have one or two more interviews to do, and then it's into the edit bay for that. And
that's exciting. I'm excited about that one.
Doing the interviews, there's a lot of fun stories, and it's going to be fun putting it all together. And
mm-hmm.
I'm anxious for people to see the finished product. But
right, a
couple more interviews to do. Still more people to talk to.
Got more people. There's people keep coming out of the woodwork. I do, Hob. Okay, yeah. We'll take.
Once again, at some point, we're probably just going to, you know what? This.
Yeah,
this is what we have to go with.
We got 4 hours. It's going to be a three-part series.
So that's all on the plate. And then on my own, I have, I'm actually working on a couple children's books. So kind of writing them right now. And so I hope to have those out yet this year. And I started on a new novel. So kind of outlining that and getting those ideas together. And I'm learning Unreal Engine, Blender. So I'm learning some different pieces of software. So it's a busy time. And you know what? Both of us, we still have families. So we still have to make time for them. And that they are what the most important thing is our families.
Because they've been supportive of this whole thing for how many years now? Seven years?
Yep. Well, even before then, we were in the band together and they supported us then.
Yeah, they supported us then. So
our families definitely come first and everything else is a distant second. But with so much going on, we just decided we can't give 100% to the podcast at this point in time. So we're going to just put it on hiatus for a little while. Get some of these other things knocked out. Again, we remember that we're primarily filmmakers, creators first, and podcast is kind of that other thing that we use to help out other filmmakers. And so kind of sad hanging it up for a little while, but we're not going away completely. It's,
we're just saying see ya.
See you later.
Yep, see you around.
Yep. So it's been 3 years that we've been doing it. I did stop for... Yeah, I've been doing it for 3 years. We did take a little bit of time off when my wife had her stroke and kind of taking care of her for a while. So I stopped the podcast for a little while in there. But other than that time, we've been going strong. You joined the show, was it over a year ago now?
2021.
So, yeah.
Yeah. The end of 2021. Was it the end of? Yeah, it was the end of 2021, I think, when we started.
Because the first show aired in January that you were a part of that year. Yep. So that was over, 2 years ago now?
A year and year and 4 months.
Months. Yeah, we'll have to throw the instant flag replay on that and go back. When did Mike join the podcast? But
I'll have to go back and look.
But putting this together every week, it does take a lot of time to put out a quality podcast that we feel lives up to our standards. And it's a lot of work, from lining up the interviews to actually doing the interviews.
The work. I just come on once or twice a week and act like a moron, and you do all the editing and scheduling. And
but I love having you here, Mike.
Well, I love being on here, so. Buddy.
My brother.
My brother from another mother.
That's right. So, but yeah, from the lining up the podcast interviews to gathering the questions and getting everything lined up, and then actual interviews, and then edit the podcast afterwards, and do all the promotion.
Work
is a lot of work. It's you know, to do it right.
Be nice if we got paid for it.
I know, right?
Be nice if we got paid for it.
If we get a lot of sponsorship dollars sent our way, you can send them to I Like Ike Films at
care of Kevin Isaacs and Mike Godfrey.
Yeah, care of Frank Boyd. We had to get Frank's name in there again.
This is true.
We are under contract to say Frank's name at least 5 times in every podcast. So,
and kill him off in every film.
And kill him off in every film. Well, we just
have him dead already.
We just do that for the sheer enjoyment of it. So
we didn't do that in pre-existing. We didn't kill him off in pre-existing. No.
We're gonna have to remedy that.
We broke the contract.
We're going to have to remedy that.
We're going to have to kill him off in some really imaginative way.
Yep. There's another thing I have to add to my plate. Figure out how to kill Frank in our next movie.
Kill Frank again.
But while we're on this hiatus, I just want to thank all of our supporters out there for continuing to listen. This will give you some time to go back to the past episodes, get caught up, and... maybe we'll pop in and give you an update on Until the Music Fades. Otherwise, we'll let you know after we're done with that. And but yeah, thank you to all the guests that have come on the show. Thank you to the supporters who listen every week. And well, even if you don't listen every week and you just listen once in a while, thank you for supporting the show. Get caught up out there, and we'll be back when we're able to here. So hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We love you.
We do love you. Love you, Mike.
I love you, Kevin. I'll see you around, buddy.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Now you're just ugly crying.
I know.
That concludes this episode of Cinematic Heartland. We'd love to hear from all of you out there. Just visit our website, ilikeikefilms.com. And there you'll find our email address, as well as all of our social media links. Again, that's ilikeikefilms.com. And while out there, I urge you to sign up for our mailing list to keep up to date on all the latest happenings for I Like Ike Films, as well as Cinematic Heartland. Now, whatever you do, wherever you are, keep creating.
What did you say?
Now I'm going to have to try and edit that.
I don't know. You. All I saw was your face frozen in time.
I did see you kind of freeze up too. Okay, let me try and redo that here.
Sure. No, you're lying. Now I see your face move.
I was thinking.
Oh, I thought you were trying to trick me again.
No, I was trying to figure out where I was at. I was trying to figure out where I was at. Now I can come back in here.
Oh.
Okay, let me think for a second.
All right, sorry. All right. Smoke.
Mm.